The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Don't know about you, but it's been really good week finding out more about your stories, why you get involved, why you volunteer as part of netball, and it's why we do it as well. Since 2017, Nat, Sasha and I have really enjoyed being there for you, covering so many events and speaking to those people, regardless of their level, up and down the country. So thank you as always for your support. We head towards the end of the week today and start first with a special chat with Caroline Davies, and she's been telling me more about her own netball story.
I live in Buckinghamshire, which means I'm surrounded by lots of counties and everything's like half an hour away. So when I've got my car, I can just jump in my car and off I go. So have wheels, will travel, as the old saying goes. I go as far across as I do stuff in the East Region, and I blame Sheila Redpath for that. She said to me, "We need a new coordinator for the Regional League. I think you'd make a good person for it." And I'm like, "What's it entail?" And yes, I'll do it. So I go as far as the East Region, South Bucks, North Bucks, because I live in Buckinghamshire, and then across into Middlesex. And occasionally I'll pop across to Essex Met to do a little bit of umpiring over there.
Plenty of different roles all over the place then. A similar kind of role?
I am a chair of a league down in High Wycombe. I am the county umpiring secretary in North Bucks because I took that over on the hoof, as you do. In the East Region, I do umpire deployment for the regional league, regional under 14, 16s and national schools, the regional event. In Middlesex and the other counties, I do mentoring, I tutor when we do tutoring, and I'm looking forward to that next, the new stage, a bit of umpire support at tournaments, and I do a bit of assessing, and then admin stuff. I think the biggest piece of work I've taken on this year, and I can't believe I took it on, because as you know, I was quite poorly in July, was I took on the role of a county COVID officer and league COVID officer and club COVID officer. Oh. I think I bit off. I've confused ability and ambition because it was a huge piece of work, but I work with amazing people and we have kept things going, taking what England Netball is saying with Sport England and the government and getting it working and working practically to keep players and umpires and coaches and scorers and everybody that turns up safe. And that was it. Safety first. Get us back on court. Let's have some fun. So, yeah.
Definitely on that, yeah, grassroots level as well.
It is grassroots. Seniors, juniors, the league I'm involved in, we started up, we stopped, we started up, and we're now on week four of startup three. And it's just been really good. And one of the things I did, because everybody was a bit down, we've got a Facebook page. While we were in the downtime, I said, "Anybody got any photos? Anybody want to share any history?" "Yeah, I know I'm the COVID officer, but let's share some history." And some clubs dug really, really deep, black and white photos in the 70s, going back to the 60s, old newspaper articles. So much so, we gathered over 1,000 photographs. Wow. From players, umpires, family members, supporters, just highlighting everybody that takes part. And it really did uplift so many people because we were sharing each other's histories, some good times, some bad times, remembering people we'd lost. And as such, our NDO, who's fabulous, said, "Why don't we run a competition on the photos?" I went, "We'll run it if you can judge it." And we had the best use of kits, and somebody, they're called Tartan Tarts, they turned their kits, because they had tartan skirts, turned them into punk rockers and went out on the town one night at a netball festival, and they won our first prize. So it was just about getting everybody together, trying to remember the sport that we couldn't do at the moment, but remember when we get back, family photos, people's days out at the World Cup, a whole family supporting one of our grassroots players that's now gone on to Super League, and just celebrating everybody, showing a photo of her at High Wycombe Junior Netball Club going all the way on to Super League, and just showing the possibilities and the positivity that you can gain just from a bit of history.
Who would that be?
That's Frankie Wells.
Oh, yeah. Got smashing.
Her about, must be about early 9s, 10s, 11s. Her mum's still massive in the league, another volunteer who's given me some, the three of them, the Wells family. There's three daughters and a mum. And I was talking about a new league I want to start up, about getting mums back to netball. So mums with young children, and the NDO is going to run like a little person's league, like B netball. Mums can come out, have their hour of netball, their time, while their children are either doing B netball or a netball match. So they've got some time, because I think it's been really hard on mums not being able to get out, doing homeschooling, maybe put on furlough. So I thought, what can we do? So me, the NDO, and Frankie, her sister Courtney, and her mum just met up, as you do, ad hoc, and we've come up with some ideas to start rolling that out next season. So I've taken on some more work, and I don't know how that's...
No, that's nice. In the way that we mentioned netball family, I mean, in Frankie's previous time at Storm, I used to sponsor her, and the similar time where she was involved with Nets. I know the Wells pretty well. I'd like to think they know me well, so...
Well, when I see Josie this weekend, I will remember. Yeah, it's just, I said, this is what I'm doing. She said, oh, think about these different people for sponsorships. So she's coming in at that higher level and supporting something that is very much grassroots. It's very much about getting people back into the sport. And for me, that was an off-the-cuff conversation that you have with your netball family. And it grows.
I mean... What kind of work has been involved with all those COVID assessments? Has it been hard, or...?
It has been hard. We've got some clubs are just seven people with a ball and some bibs, and their understanding of what they needed to do, it was about running through things and helping them with their risk assessment and finding little holes that we could just fill by saying, if you do this. And then the bigger clubs who've got those professionals that are doing it in their day-to-day life. So you had helping people, saying, if you put it on Engage, it means anybody that needs to see it from the league can see it, from the county can see it, rather than having hundreds of emails. So it was about educating people about the benefits of Engage and how we could use it to support us by putting common documents on what happens if we have a positive test, what to do next, how to put all your club documents on there. So anybody in the club can go, what do I need to do if I'm a new volunteer? Right, here's my checklist. So it was about publicising what we had, not reinventing the wheel, checking the documents. And I've got somebody with me called Mel Simpson, who was double checking. So it wasn't just me. I'm writing the risk assessment. I had somebody come in and check what I was doing. So we had our critical friends. So it wasn't just one person. It was a group of people working with the Netball Centre that we hire our courts from, working with them to say, this is what England Netball would like us to do as best practice. Can we have that? Totally understand. You've got eight courts. We'll only be using four or five. Therefore, you're losing revenue. But it's about keeping everybody safe, because we don't want to be the people that lose netball for the county or for England Netball. And it was just about checks and balances, being sensible, having that chat, having COVID marshals doing little things, just reminding people, no spectators at the moment, hands, balls, post, bin, bags, wash. And it was just, it became our mantra, hands, balls, post, every quarter, start of a match, finish of the match, let's get everybody in, off, safe and away. And it's been really, really good. People have worked so hard. It doesn't matter whether it was at South Bucks or going over to Middlesex and being part of their county league. And I'm just a person in Middlesex, but everywhere you go, everybody wants to keep everybody safe and bring back the sport and play safe, be happy, have smiles on faces. But yeah, it was a lot of paperwork, a lot of reading paperwork. And I don't know whether Rimu told you, I had cardiac arrest last year. I was in a coma for a little while. In fact, I don't get emotional of this very often, but apparently this time I was down for a whole 60 minutes where the fabulous NHS and paramedics did CPR on me for a whole hour. And the likelihood of me coming out of that being functional reduced. It's 15 minutes and then it starts going down rapidly. For some good reason, beyond my capability, I came out. I've got a little bit of cognitive damage, but not like some people have, and I've survived. And in July and August, when we thought netball's not coming back, I found myself in a dark hole. And my netball family, the likes of Amber Derrien and Janine Loder and Julia Marks, are my netball family. They were like, it's not about what you can't do anymore. It's about what you still can do. And it's about reinventing, getting software for my computer so I can talk to my computer. It can talk to me. Sometimes it was the only person I had a chat with. And reinventing, learning to read properly again, because it was like, well, I can't read that, I'm going to put that on the sideline. And then I took on this massive role and went, I think I've been overreached, but the people behind me that make me part of a team, and they're my team and I'm theirs and we're family, they got me through it. I think they were pushing me to do stuff rather than sit on my bottom, and got me to challenge myself beyond anything I could imagine I would ever do again. And guess what? They were right. I was wrong. Take it on the chin all day long. Don't be afraid. The only person that's going to stop you doing anything in the volunteering world is you. I volunteered for things I might not have even had the skills for, but I did them because somebody else
had that belief.
And it goes back to the very, very first person that encouraged me to do other things outside of umpiring in the netball world. And that's the massive volunteer that Sheila Redpath. Sheila Redpath saw things in me that I still couldn't see and said, have a go at it. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. Ask for advice, but not me. And I'm joking. I know if I ask for advice any day, any time, on anything netball related, she'd be there for me. And I blame Sheila for all the things I do. You can do it, off you go. Yeah, you can't do that, but have a go. And there's always camaraderie, there's always a light side and some humour about it, but I've done things I didn't expect to do. I've been places I didn't expect to go. I got to go to the World Cup, didn't expect to volunteer. Get to go and do volunteer at Super League. So it's, you meet amazing people that inspire you to go off and do amazing things. Volunteers, without them, I don't know how our sport would survive, because we rely on volunteers and they take on roles. They encourage you to take on roles. And I've already started looking for people who are going to succeed me as the chair and as the county umpiring secretary, because I think it's really important that we share what we've got and make sure whoever takes over from us, it might be a bit of a, I think you'd be really good at this, or that, yeah, you would. Think about what you can do, not about what you can't. You're able to do what you choose to do rather than, well, I'm not doing that. It's great. It's a fantastic opportunity. I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting to volunteer at the Commonwealth Games, hopefully in the netball field, doing something there. If not, I'll volunteer, do what I'm given.
my last question. I mean, England netball have done wonders. Things going over the last couple of months. I mean, we could even go as far as a year back. So in closing, maybe just a final bit of advice.
Yeah, I am, I can, I will, I do. I can play netball. I am a netballer. I am an England netballer. I am an England volunteer. I'm an England official. I can, I am, I will, I do. And that is my mantra. It does. Everybody forms a part of the jigsaw puzzle for England netball. No matter how small you think your part is, we complete the jigsaw. We are all the pieces that make the sport so great. For me, all the work that England Netball did to get volunteers together to enhance us as players, as coaches, as volunteers, as scorers, as timekeepers. England Netball got us all together as one big family. And you will always find somebody in that family that will have that piece of advice, that will give you the encouragement, the support, the inspiration to go on and do anything you want in the sport. No, we all can't be international umpires, but we need grassroots umpires. And that's where the passion starts. We can't all be international players, but playing netball for your team gives you an immense sense of pride. I'm proud of the leagues I support. I'm proud of all the teammates I've made, whether it's volunteering or team sports. They make us better people. But yeah, I'm just grateful that I've had the opportunities and I've had the support of some really key players involved in England netball for a lot longer than they probably care to think of. And I'm grateful to them. They gave me the courage. They gave me the inspiration. And as we say, let's pass on our passion to someone else. You can. The only person stopping you doing things is yourself.
Hi, my name is Emma Marsden. I am a volunteer coach, COVID officer and head of the junior section for Clan Netball Club. I've been doing this now for probably about 5 to 6 years. I got involved through my daughter playing for Clan, went from being the sort of cheering mum on the sidelines to being a team manager, helping with kit and all the good things that you need when you're playing netball, and with encouragement from the head coach at the time, who was Kat Ratnapala, I started doing some coaching and took my level one and my level two and started with one team, which quickly built into two or three teams, really enjoying the fun that can bring to the girls, all sorts of age groups from year sort of sevens up to seniors now. I do it because I just love the sport. The game of netball I played when I was a kid, not to any great standard, but just really enjoyed it. I love the camaraderie. I've made some amazing friends doing this. Can be stressful, particularly if it's a tight game, can be stressful. But I just think it's a really great thing to give back to the community. Girls need sport, particularly teenage girls. That sort of sisterhood is just amazing. And I just really enjoy that and what that brings. I would encourage anybody to get involved. Just start small, doing scoring at a match or teams, tees. But don't be afraid and see how far it can sort of take you. Every little bit helps, even if it's just washing bibs. It really does make a big difference. And you'd be amazed the sort of fun and the sort of journeys and places it can take you. I've travelled all over the south of England with the netball and places that I'd never been to before. So get involved, enjoy, and you'll be surprised what you can do.
Thanks for joining us here on the Netball Show as we celebrate National Volunteers Week. Another two great stories today. And we'll be back tomorrow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.